right, welcome back into another episode of the Lads Talking Footy podcast. As always, myself, Sam, joined with Jordan Tana, and we're giving a little test on the remote situation here, so bear with us on this one. But nonetheless, we've got footy. It is officially back. Las Vegas, round one. How excited are you?
I'm pretty excited, bro. I've been waiting for this for like 4 months now. We've had no league, so
yeah.
I'm so glad it's back, man. I'm ready to win some money on some multis.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, you know, Vegas, roulette, what's the most common number pulled on a blackjack table? I was looking through. Everyone goes for number seven, so if you're a little punter on this one, you're in Las Vegas, look at your number sevens and see where that one goes.
That's looking like a Cherry Evans to me, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got the Bird Gang t-shirt on, so I'm ready to rock and roll. What we're going to do is it's going to be pretty similar, the show, as to last season. We've got headlines, we've got accountability, we've got power plays to come this year, performance of the round and takeaways. None of the above we've got in this one, but we do have a couple of headlines before we get into the preview. So I'll kick it off with the first one. In the Storm versus Knights preseason game over the weekend, brothers Daniel Saifidi and Jacob Saifidi tried to do the twin swatcheroo under the NRL's nose. Brother Jacob had been called for a penalty on a late shot on Tui Ikamanu, and while under review, Jacob, he went and took a seat on the bench, and brother Daniel went and presented himself to the referee pretending to be Jacob. What are your thoughts from this? Because I found it pretty funny.
That is super, super sketchy from the, was it the Saifidis?
Yeah.
In the Storm versus the Knights. That's crazy. That's like some, this is a full wrestling reference that's going to go right over your heads, but that's like some twin magic from the Bella Twins from WWE. That's wild. They used to roll into the ring and then the other one would roll out and then they would like steal the pinfall.
Yeah.
I don't care at all. No one probably cares at all. But that is super cheeky. But I like the play. We've been kind of talking at our flat, me and Dix, like saying, when are they going to pull something like this off? Because they look exactly alike. But besides the haircut, they're the exact same face, the exact same build, the exact same everything. So props to whoever figured that out, because yeah, they're hard to tell.
It's pretty funny because you're right. They look the exact same. But under the review, she's gone for Jacob in number 8, and Daniel's presented himself in the completely different numbers. So they need to do the quick jersey swap on the sideline as well before they come out. But I thought it was pretty humorous. It's been going pretty viral as well. And it will be funny to see if they do something like that in the season. The other one I've got here, the Dolphins have confirmed that Tom Gilbert has ruptured his ACL against the Warriors in last weekend's final preseason game for the Dolphins. Tough blow early on for the Finns. We talked about how crucial depth is for them this season, and again, they're losing a very big leader for them in the middle, Origin star as well. What are your sort of thoughts on that? I mean, we hold a pretty heavy place in our hearts for ACL ruptures. Gutted for him. Hopefully he does return fit and well for them, but what's your takeaway there for the Finns?
Yeah, it is a big loss because Tom Gilbert, he had some time off last year with other little injuries here and there, but when he was on the field, he was one of the hardest workers on that field, and you can tell he possesses a leadership quality that gets the other boys to follow. It is going to be a big loss for them. Machu was trying to do the cheeky in the draft last night. We had our NRL fantasy draft, and he was trying to tell people in the chat that Tom Gilbert was cleared to play, and luckily no suckers picked him up, but that is terribly unfortunate. And yeah, the Dolphins' depth is going to be tested, but I like some of their signings. I don't think it's panic stations. I think they'll be able to cover. Connolly Limuelu's in there. Kenny Bromwich is in there. They've got some good depth in the forward positions now. So I think they'll be all right. They'll get through clean from this.
Yeah, I agree with you. Last one I've got here. So game one, 2 tackle breaks, 1 offload, 134 run meters of 14 runs. Game two, led all players in run meters with 196 off 17 runs, 1 try assist, 3 offloads, and 8 tackle breaks. Those are Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's preseason stats. Now, are we too early to call that he will be the Dally M Centre of the Year in his first season back since 2021? Those numbers are off the chart, but I like what I see. What do you like, Jordan?
I mean, he was an elite player. He wasn't in the centre position, but he was an elite fullback before he left, and he has just proven again that he hasn't lost a step, and that rugby league is probably his more comfortable sport. he took a little bit to figure out rugby union, but now that he's come back, it's like he's got the little pep in his step again. I don't think it's that much of a hot take because he is that talented. His footwork is insane. His defense is shown to be really good, which I've had a few criticisms of that, mainly at fullback because his reads aren't the best when it comes to those situations. But his defense at center has been outstanding so far. So I don't think it's too much of a hot take. I think you might be on the money there. I am biased, Warriors, bearing in mind. But
I mean, like I said, I like what I see. My early take on Roger was I was worried about him defensively and his reads. He looks right at home and he's doing a good job of that. So it'll be interesting to see how it all sort of plays out come actually round one on the actual when it all counts. But I really like what I see. When I saw those stats as well burst off the chart, I thought, oh, here we go. We're in for a smoky here. Yeah, that was crazy. Led all players as well in run meters at the center position in that second game. So he's taking these trial games seriously and he's got a point to prove this season, which I like. Now, all right, this is obviously a preview. It's round one, but it's a bit of a part one. So we've only got the two games this weekend in Las Vegas before the rest of them play catch up the week after. So this week we've just got the two in Manly and the Rabbitohs and the Roosters and the Broncos. I was so excited when I was writing all of these up. I've missed it so much, going through all the stats, going through the team lineups, and having a punt on it all. So let's kick it off. All of these odds are accurate as of Tuesday at 6 p.m. Manly, they take on the Rabbitohs at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Rabbitohs are $1.75 favourites in this one. Manly are $2.10 underdogs with the line sitting at 1.5. Very tight there. Lineups for this one, Manly, Turbo named at fullback. We've got Ruben Garrick in the centres and Polo named on the wing. Brooks at 5'8". Ben Turbo also named on that left edge for Manly, which is an interesting one. South Sydney, obviously no Jack Wyden missing for the Bunnies. Due to that suspension from last year, Tass in the centres with Richard Kenna on the bench. Pretty standard looking Bunnies pack though, otherwise from that, and a very powerful bench for them. So coming into it, Manly, they've lost 7 of their last 8 round 1 games, and they have also lost their last 7 games in a row versus South Sydney by an average margin of 14.6 points. But this is Las Vegas, different beast, and you know what to pick. Latrell, he wants to call it Trelly Giant Stadium, and I mean, you got Tommy Turbo on the other side of that one, so it's a very tough one for me looking at this, but Jordan, who have you got?
Yeah, so, man, the odds are super close. The Seagulls, I've been riding them high in the preseason predictions. I think they're in for a big season this year. The Rabbitohs, you know, they mixed their results up in the preseason. They beat the Dragons 28-6, and then they lost to the Roosters 10-46, whereas the Seagulls did the same. They lost both games by comfortable margins. But they had that trial game, like, before the preseason challenge against the Rabbitohs, in which they won 68-6. And Ben Turbo, who had a great game in that one, has been named here, which is good to see the rewarding the form that he's been in the preseason challenge and in that trial match. So both packs super strong. The Rabbitohs, like always, have named a really big, physically imposing pack, and that bench is crazy as well. Saliva Harvili, the king of getting to his front, he's going to be a problem when he comes onto the field. I see this being a very tight game for the most part, for like 40-50 minute mark. And then I can see it opening up and a little bit of a show happening for the Las Vegas crowd with both electric backlines and electric attacking capabilities. The thing about the Rabbitohs, they are missing some key players. Like you said, Jack Wyden's still out. Campbell Graham is out for a long time. So I am going to lean the Seagulls here. If they are going to do as good as I think they're going to do, they need to start the season off with a bang. I've got the Seagulls winning 1-12, which is paying $3.25. And even though I said it's going to be tight at the start, I can see the last 20 minutes, a few tries being scored either way, and both teams probably going over 20. So I've actually got the total points over 41.5 at $1.78 as well. So Manly, let's kick it off with a bang.
I love it. I got the Manly jersey on. I'll be holding your hand on this one. I'm taking Manly as the underdog here. I really like that right edge for them. Having Turbo back in that side as well, I think that side's going to be absolutely humping. And then when you've got Ben Turbo on the other side of that, that's exactly where I'll be leaning. My best bet for this one is I'm going Cody Walker anytime try scorer at $3.10. He's a scoring machine against the Birds. He's scored 6 tries in his last 5 games against Manly. But I've got a doozy here for you right now. If you're looking for some jam, the first try scorer in the first game for the last 2 seasons in a row has come from the right centre on the home team. Manly, they're the home team in this one. In quotation marks, right centre in this one. Tolu Kola, first time try scorer at $21. If you want some jam and you want to keep on the trend, that's where it is. We had Isaac Tungo score 2 years ago and Will Penasini score last year. Can another centre run over for this one? That's where I'll be going. Now, leading into the second one here, we got the Roosters. They take on the Broncos, again at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas at 5:30 on Sunday. So the Broncos, they're $1.60 favourites in this one, and the Roosters are $2.35 underdogs, with the line sitting at 3.5. Lineups in this one, the Broncos, Jesse Arthurs is on one wing. We've got the young Mariner coming in on the other to replace Cobbo, who fills that centre spot now. Reynolds Amam in the halves. Pierre Cora, he has been named in the lineup, starting lineup as well, with a very strong Broncos team. Again, you look on the other side of that, it is a very strong Chooks team. You've got Teddy, Manu, Tupou, Billy Smith, and Suaalii as your back five. Spencer Lenu, he gets the start. And a big one for me here, Angus Crichton, completely axed, not on the bench, dropped altogether. They're gone with the young guns in this one. It's going to be a very interesting one, Skeen. Who are you like it, or who are you predicting in this one?
Yeah, I'm seeing this one. You know, the last one, I thought it might start a little bit slow, but I'm seeing a bit of fireworks out of this game. Both teams extremely exciting players all around. I like what they've done in terms of naming their squads. Both have got a pretty full strength squad. A point that we're going to have to keep an eye on here is the halves.
Mm.
The Roosters have always had pretty small halves. Carey and Walker is no exception to that. And man, the Broncos have got some beef in their forward pack this year. Payne Haas is going to be running at those channels. Pierre Cora has got good footwork, and I know he can cause some problems if he is healthy running at those channels as well. And then Xavier Willison, all 6'7" of them coming off the bench,
yeah,
is going to be a problem in that department as well. Broncos, both these teams had fantastic preseasons. The Broncos obviously winning the preseason challenge, and then the Roosters going 2-for-2 as well. So they're coming in with a bit of form, and they've been both running up scores, both scoring, you know, over 80 points total in both of their preseason games. So I'm expecting some fireworks in this one. But I think the Broncos are the more exciting team and are going to carry over some form from last year. I can expect Reece Walsh to have a good game in this one. And I can expect some fast player of the balls targeting those smaller halves and getting some good roll on and possibly doing a little bit of a job on the Roosters here. So I've got the Broncos covering the -6.5 line at $2.10, which the line, I think you said, was about 4.5. So
yep,
I've extended that to just a try just to get a little bit more juice.
Nice. I like it. And look, the Roosters, they've lost 5 of their last 6 round one games, but they've also beaten the Broncos in 4 of the last 5 games between them. So, like, it makes it pretty tough when you're looking at this and you've got a strong back line up against a very strong forward pack. There's a lot of guys that are going to be firecrackers. Spencer Lenu is going to point to prove with his new team. Like you said, the halves combination is a little concerning. Reynolds, he's just extended with the Broncos. He'll be looking to stomp his authority and what he can bring to this Broncos team and look to get that championship in the next year to two. But Roosters, they've made, I'm going the Broncos in this one. Like you said, it's Reece Walsh, Ezra Mann, Payne Haas, Katoni Staggs, Bright Lights, Las Vegas. They're going to be ready to turn on an absolute show. I can't look away from the Broncos. That's where I'll be going this one. My best bet for this game, though, is I'm going Ezra Mann, anytime try scorer, at $3.90. He scored a double the last time that these two played, and Jacob Arthur, he also scored on the Chooks in preseason on that same edge, so that's where I'll be going this one. He's going to have an electric season, I think, here. That wraps up the preview. So as for my best bets in this one, I got Cody Walker, anytime try scorer, 6 tries in the last 5 against Manly at $3.10, and Ezra Mam, anytime try scorer against the Chooks at $3.90.
Yeah, and I've got the Seagulls 1-12 at $3.25 and total points over 41.5 at $1.78. And then I'm just going the Broncos extended money line at -6.5 at $2.10. And yeah, that's basically it. I will just point out that I think Reece Walsh is going to get some get some meat as well. I can see him having an outstanding game in front of the Vegas Lights. He's a superstar.
He'll be wanting some NFL contracts to come knocking. Before we end this up, I've got one that I'm going to end on. So this is called the Stats Don't Lie Multi, and this is for round one. Like I said, the right side center for the home team, he has scored the first try in game one for the last 2 years. I'm not going first in this multi. I'm just going anytime with Tolu Kola. And the Chooks versus Broncos game, over under sits at 40.5. Now, the last 7 games between these two sides, the points total has gone over in this one. Like you said, I think it's just going to carve up later on. We're going to see a high scoring affair in Las Vegas. So I'm going Tolu Kola anytime into over 40.5 in the Broncos versus Chooks, and that'll get you a nice $7.16.
Beautiful. I love it.
That wraps up our short NRL preview for round one. So like we said, this is a bit of a part one, sort of. You'll see part two in round one as it comes up. It's quite funny how it all plays out, but enjoy the footy over the weekend. I can't wait for it to come back. We'll review what we've talked about in this one before we preview the rest of round one, but hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you guys next week.